This is the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, featuring your host, Jenna Erlandson.
Hey guys, it's episode 6. And I just realized a weird, nerdy, totally not on purpose that it's episode 6 and we're going to focus on Satan. I promise I did not plan it that way. This whole episode sparks from the verse 1 Peter 5, 8-9. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. I think it's so easy to fall in love with the awesome feel-good things about Christianity. The peace it gives us, the blessings, the true joy and love that comes with following Jesus. But we often forget, might I even say ignore, the fact that we do have an enemy on this journey across our rope bridge of faithfulness. And if we aren't careful, if we don't prepare for it, then unfortunately we may be caught off guard when he attacks, and the consequences of that are high. Once again, let's travel back to the Amazon in Peru. I didn't actually necessarily intend to go back to this metaphor, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, look at the show notes to be referred to God Made the Bridge and Walk on the Bridge. But the pieces fell into place and it just felt right. That verse I just read refers to Satan as a prowling lion. And as I was trying to think about why God wanted me to focus on this verse and how it fits with our faithfulness journey, a new word popped into my mind: jaguar. And what do I think of when I think of jaguars? The Amazon rainforest. And that brings us full circle right back to the rope bridges in Peru. I told you the pieces would fit. So what does it mean that Satan is a prowling lion or jaguar? One of the most important things in battles is to know and understand who the enemy is. If we don't know who he is, what he looks like, and how he attacks, then how can we protect and prepare? And pretending that he is not there and ignoring this concept will not prevent attacks. It will just make you an easier target. I talked a little bit about our relationship with Satan in God Made the Bridge, but here's a recap. Satan used to be called Lucifer. He was one of God's head angels. He was beautiful and he became proud. He wanted power and to be equal to God. He fought for that and he lost. And when he lost, God sent him and his followers away, and Satan has been trying to get back at God ever since. One of his favorite ways to do that is to use us, God's special beloved creation, and turning us against each other and especially against God. He delights in our sin and destruction, and he only uses us as pawns to do so. If we know all of this about him, then why is he so good at this battle? Let's look at the Bible's metaphor of a prowling lion, or in this case, jaguar, to understand a little bit better. So we're journeying in the Amazon, and we want to watch out for these jaguars. What's the first thing we want to know? What they look like. Jaguars are beautiful. Similar to cheetahs, they are light brown with the rosette spots, and their fur is what I think of when I hear the term animal print. And like all animal print, those spots have a purpose: camouflage. Just like a jaguar uses camouflage to catch their prey, so does Satan. Camouflage has two main components. The first is to blend in, seem like a perfectly normal part of the scenery. He wants us to feel unthreatened, comfortable even, with his presence. To make us feel like nothing is out of the ordinary, and therefore we let our guard down, and make it way easier to pounce when we least expect it. John 8:44 calls Satan the father of lies, and his camouflage is a perfect example. He tricks us into thinking sin is normal, expected, not that bad, or relative to the situation. He makes us comfortable with it, thinking it's a natural part of the foliage of life without being able to see the danger right beside us. The other way Satan tricks us with his jaguar camouflage is to completely blind us of his presence altogether. He can make himself look so much like something good that it makes it so hard for us to tell that it's not. A quote that I keep hearing but I feel is so appropriate to this is, "We have to be careful to know the difference between truth and almost truth." Sometimes Satan's truth he gives us is so close to the actual thing that we can't tell the difference. But that doesn't mean it's right or good, quite the opposite. We need to be diligent to study and know truth so that it is clear to us when something is off. A real-life example of this is the federal agents who study for counterfeit money. They don't study the many variations of the counterfeit money that they find. No, they study the real thing, the truth, and they know it so well that once there is something in their hands that is close, but just not quite, they can spot it easily. Counterfeit money, no matter how artfully done, is still a lie, still worthless, and can still cause a lot of trouble. Satan's hunting techniques have a lot of similarities to that of a jaguar. Let me just say, jaguars are beautiful, but they are absolutely terrifying. When they are hungry and have decided on their prey, there isn't much that they won't do to get it. When a jaguar decides on its next meal, it will use its great camouflage technique to stalk it through the jungle. It will follow, hiding in the shadows, carefully studying until it knows the best time to strike. Satan absolutely does the same thing. He stalks us. He watches us. He studies us because he wants to know our weaknesses, the best scenarios to strike. And he is not afraid to use any surroundings. Unlike normal cats, jaguars will even swim in the river to attack large animals and literally drag them back to shore, up to hundreds of pounds. They also are quite well known for waiting up in trees until the unsuspecting dinner comes by and the jaguar pounces without a single fight from above. Satan does not care that his ways don't follow the rules of decency, and he will do whatever it takes to bring us down. Even the timing that jaguars hunt is similar to Satan's. Jaguars prefer to hunt in the dark. Like all cats, jaguars are able to see in the dark, but the prey cannot. Like with the camouflage, the element of surprise by being in such darkness that we cannot see to even defend ourselves. In John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Satan wants us to be so far from Jesus that we can't see where we are or what dangers are around. But Jesus promises to meet us where we are, to be our light, so we can see and be able to walk this life safely. Satan sees us on a rope bridge, walking toward Jesus, and he does not like it. There are three tactics that he uses to try to keep us from walking our journey well. The first way is to try to lure us backwards, back to his side. Now, please note, I am not saying he can completely take us away once we've given ourselves to Jesus. Romans 8:38 proves that even Satan cannot separate us from his love. But he can distract us, entice us, or scare us into heading in any direction but the one that God has intended for us. Another way is to distract us from the end goal by highlighting the scary things around us, preventing us from being confident in our walk, affecting our pace and efficiency. I know plenty of people who are terrified of heights, especially bridges. Open-air rope bridges would probably rank high in their nope list. When we're walking our Christian journey on our faithfulness bridge, Satan wants us to see that perilous chasm that he roams, even though we're bypassing it. He wants to give us false fears of our surroundings, hoping in our paralyzing anxiety that we will be unable to do our journey in a way that furthers God's kingdom. And lastly, sometimes Satan tries to get us to be just plain complacent. He will heighten our ego by making us feel proud of where we've gotten or make us feel comfortable enough where we are forgetting to move forward. He leaves us stuck in the middle by making us feel like we've done enough and we don't need to do any more. We become lazy, irrelevant, and even if we started off strong, we lose so much momentum that starting back up again takes so much effort that we may be tempted to just stay behind. So what can we do to protect ourselves? As I said before, Satan studied us and knows our weaknesses. So one of the best things we can do on our journey is to team up with people who will be willing to strengthen us, fight with us, and give us good insight. We need to have people in this battle with us, people who will fight with us for our marriages, for parenting, integrity, to stay strong in the faith. People who will encourage us to continue, teach us skills and correct bad form, and to stay with us and help us through even when we fall or are too exhausted to continue. The best ways to find people like this is to go to places where you know you can find them. A great and easy choice is church. That's exactly what the church is for. And especially, you need to be a person like this for others. God created us to be social. In Genesis 2:18, he literally said, "It is not good for man to be alone." We are so much weaker and more vulnerable to Satan's attacks when we try to do our journey alone. It is so much easier for a jaguar to catch its prey by surprise when it finds a lone wandering animal. Just by being together, it makes it harder for Satan to attack and win. And just like animals of the Amazon have warning calls when they see predators and therefore can warn those near to them of the danger they see, good and faithful friends can do the same for us. To borrow another metaphor from our rope bridge, the Incas of Peru are master rope builders. How can they not be? They built bridges out of rope made from grass and leaves that span over huge chasms and can safely carry the weight of several people so that they can get across. But while these rope strands are very strong in and of themselves, if the bridge was made of single rope strands, it would not be able to do its job. They braid these rope strands together in groups of three or four, which exponentially increases the strength of the bridge. Families work together by each group making one part of the bridge, and every year all of the families come together, each with their individual rope, and work together to form a world-renowned strong bridge. These faithful friendships that we build remind us of God's calling and that we are God's workmanship. Ecclesiastes 4:12 shows us exactly how this plays out when that jaguar Satan attacks. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Who do you know that has your back? Speaking of someone who has your back, Satan may be a prowling lion or jaguar, but we have our own lion on our side, and he is the alpha male of all alpha males. Satan does not want us to succeed. He does not want us to move forward on our journey on the bridge. He will do any of these tactics, or maybe even all of them, to see which is most effective against our weaknesses. But Jesus, our alpha male Lion of Judah, knows our weaknesses even better than Satan does. And as we learned with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he loves to use those weaknesses to show off just how much more powerful he is. When Satan tries to mark his territory, like all big cats do, and claim territory over our lives, our alpha male lion protector fights for us because we are his, and he always wins. Jesus declared victory over Satan while on the cross, and through his death and resurrection, we have already won. We are not meant to be defeated. Our next two episodes will focus on two different actions that we need to do as we contribute into Jesus' victory fight over Satan. One is to be still and let God. And the other is to pick up the armor of God and get into the fight. And somehow, paradoxically, we often end up having to do both at the same time. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eye on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith.
This has been episode 6 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, entitled Beware the Prowling Lion. For show notes, go to botfpodcast.com/episode/6.